B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian all here, all live in the studio. We made it through the nor'easter. We hope you are, too. Windy and periods of rain today, off and on, flurries, and a high of 35. So it's going to be lingering, LBF, just lingering like a bad date that you want to end. But it won't, not all day. A few flurries, kind of off and on tonight, down to 26. Tomorrow, cloudy. A few flurries and more snow showers possible. We just can't ditch it.
No.
High 33.
It's winter.
And it's here to stay.
Sure
okay.
Is.
And according to Phil, right?
Six more weeks
of it if you're a believer.
He saw Puxa his shadow. Phil. I'm a believer. He knows what he's talking about.
Okay. All right.
He's an outdoorsman.
Phil is. 39% accuracy. That's wonderful. All right. Let's see what's happening with the dirty laundry.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
All right. She's some kind of wonderful. Here's LBF.
I got a great way for you to win $50.
Oh, yeah?
A certificate to a great restaurant.
Okay.
I'll tell you
I like that.
But before I get to that, get down to business. Dustin Diamond died. He was 44 years old. Screech from Saved by the Bell. He had stage 4 lung cancer that was just diagnosed 3 weeks ago. Yeah. And apparently it was brutal, relentless, and just fast.
Probably had symptoms for a long time and that he didn't I would think that's very
sometimes,
fast.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, sometimes it's fast, I guess.
Yeah, I know. It can
but
be.
For a young guy, really. He wasn't a smoker. He thought maybe the cancer may have come from asbestos and seedy motels he'd stay at while on the road. But you never know. And his two final wishes were to meet his idol, Justin Chancellor, from the band Tool, and to visit the Star Wars exhibit at Disney World. I don't think he got a chance to do those things.
No.
He wasn't part of the Saved by the Bell reboot this first season, but he was allegedly going to be part of the second season. Dustin said he wanted to do it, but he never got a call. Apparently, there was some bad blood over the tell-all book that he put out back in 2009, and it was just one of the many controversies over the years. He also released a homemade porn tape that really didn't go over so well. Mm-hmm. He claimed it was fake. Spent a little time in prison for stabbing a guy at a bar.
It was rough. Man, it was rough.
You know, talented guy, but just, you know, again, never, a kid should not be in show business. It's just, talk about
I wonder
odds.
How old he was when Saved by the Bell, started.
He was about 13.
Yeah, it's tough. 13.
Yeah.
You don't grow up
great.
The same way.
Okay, and this is like in the wow, this is news.
Oh, okay.
Evan Rachel Wood and other women accuse Marilyn Manson of abuse. Now,
right.
Evan Rachel Wood from what's that show she's in on Westworld right now?
I know the name. I don't know the face.
She's been in a bunch of things.
Okay.
But she's like a...
But you're saying Marilyn Manson accused of harassment.
Being a weirdo and being... Yeah.
That's no news there, right?
No. So apparently, like, he kind of groomed her when she was a teenager, and then they started officially dating when she was 19, even though he'd been in
her
life
for many. How is this guy still a thing?
He's really not, but I bet she's... I think now that he's not as much of a thing, she feels a little safer being like, yeah, he was like this. And apparently a bunch of other women have come forward saying he's a... disgusting freak show. So anyway, that was just, he dated Rose McGowan. He dated,
God, who's
I think Jenna
this
Jameson.
Jenna Jameson?
She's, yeah.
Who is this guy?
Like, his name is Brian Warner.
Yeah.
And he was like this kid from like, I don't know, flyover state. And he just decided that he wanted to
be. He was Marilyn Manson.
Yes, Marilyn Manson, who was named after his two idols, Marilyn Monroe and Charles Manson.
Says all
that
you need
says
to know.
It all.
Yep.
And finally, this is a great way you can win $50 to a restaurant, a great restaurant, Antico Baccaro, Antonio Baccaro's.
Yeah.
That is in, where is that? High Park?
We were giving away some coupons last week that people were raving about.
It's a little Italian wine bar / restaurant.
Baccaro.
All you have to do is go to WROR.com and play the awesome bracket game, the best 80s makeout movies. And I picked them.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Well, look at
what
you.
What did I do every Saturday night during the 80s?
So you
watch
go on.
Watch movies by myself.
Make out
dream
movies.
Dream of making out with somebody.
Ah. So what are some of the movies? I'm just curious.
Put a list of the people.
What are some of the makeout movies?
First up, now this is the first bracket.
Yeah.
The Sure Thing. Remember The Sure Thing with John Cusack?
Yeah.
And Baby Boom with Diane Keaton.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a love story.
That's one of the matchups?
Yep.
Okay.
For Keeps with Molly Ringwald and About Last Night with Demi Moore.
Oh, I got to go About Last Night.
Yeah, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me.
Versus
McSteamy?
Yeah.
Okay.
McDreamy. Can't Buy Me Love.
Versus
Risky Business.
Wow.
Top one. Also,
that's like the
Arthur
final four.
Versus St. Elmo's Fire. Oh, tough one.
Jeez, LBF.
The Blue Lagoon versus Working Girl.
I wouldn't. Really? Blue Lagoon's in there?
When Harry Met Sally.
Brooke Shields.
Versus Mischief. Remember Mischief?
I don't.
Yes, you do. Who's with Kelly Preston.
Oh, yeah. I like Kelly Preston. I go Kelly Preston on that one.
Splash.
That's
16
good.
Candles. It's really fun.
Okay,
Flash Dance, an Officer and a Gentleman.
It's free to play. Where do you find it?
At WROR.com. And the contest page, which is on that left-hand side.
Yeah. So do it. Go there today. You're bored. You're home. You're not doing anything. Give it a shot. 8 o'clock, we're going to give you a shot at $500. It's 80s artist today is what Billy Joel.
Oh, good.
You know, we're going to be doing some Billy. He's worth $500 at 8.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.